On June 24th, 2021, the solemnity of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist, God the Father appeared to visionary Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, and began a very special days-long explanation of his Ten Commandments and the importance of his faithful ones following them closely. He began this discourse saying, "As your loving Father, I desire your better understanding of the laws I have given to you as a roadmap to heaven. These Ten Commandments are embodied in holy love, to love me above all else, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Just knowing or reading these commandments is not enough. You must internalize them and all they dictate in their simplicity. The first three commandments dictate love of me above all else. The commandments 4 through 10 tell the soul how he must love his neighbor as himself. It is my desire to dissect these laws for you, so that you can understand how they affect your everyday life. In this way, you will be more able to live according to my commandments and earn your place in heaven." Before we listen to God the Father's words about each of the commandments, it is helpful for further perspective to hear that following this most valuable instruction he had given, on July 5th, 2021, God the Father says, "Now, children, you have my commandments in their entirety. Every nuance and depth has been explained to you. It is up to you to obey and follow these statutes in order to come into heaven. Each day you have the duty to live in the truth of any failure in your obedience, to repent and correct these weaknesses. Adherence to my commandments must arise from a heart of love, just as I have called you and taught you in love. No longer obey simply out of duty, but with a heart filled with love that wishes to please me. I smile upon such a soul and offer him every grace towards a deeper spiritual journey. Love of me and my commandments is rewarded with many favors. I cannot resist a loving heart." On July 12th, after sharing this incredible wealth of insight with us, he reiterated the importance of following his commandments, saying, "Children, when you pray for world peace, your prayer should include a conviction of conscience in the heart of the world. Until mankind can accurately discern good from evil, he will be unable to make righteous decisions that will affect the entire world. The whole reason I have given mankind the Ten Commandments was towards this end. Obedience to my commandments is the key to world peace. It is necessary that every nuance of each commandment be understood. This is the way to govern your earthly existence. Knowing this carries with it the responsibility to live accordingly. Bring my commandments alive in your daily lives. Be an example to those around you of your efforts in holiness. To do so is to answer my call to a righteous life." And note that on July 10th, he provided, "Children, the depth of your love for me is commensurate with the depth of your trust in me. The deeper your love for me, the deeper your love of my commandments. If you love me, you will desire to keep my commandments. You will, out of love, seek to understand the depth and nuance of each commandment, making certain you are obedient to each one in thought, word, and deed. There is no question whom I choose to share my kingdom with, for they have chosen me through love of my commandments. All are called to love me unconditionally. Few there are who can abandon disordered self-love and obey my commandments without compromise. I await each soul from my throne in paradise. My arms are open, waiting to embrace even the most forgotten in the world. All the soul needs to do is turn to my mercy. The following are the messages God the Father shared about each of His Ten Commandments individually, beginning June 24th and ending on July 3rd, 2021. But first, this is the biblical passage He requested to be reviewed following each commandment's explanation. Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 through 40, the greatest commandment. But when the Pharisees heard that He had silenced the Sadducees, they came together. And one of them, a lawyer, asked Him a question to test Him. "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" And He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets." God the Father says, "Let us begin with the first commandment today, remembering always that holy love is the embodiment of all the commandments. The first commandment dictates that you must recognize me as Lord of all creation and have no other false gods before me. This must raise the question of what is a false god. People place many things ahead of love of me. These are in the form of the false gods of personal comforts and appearance, wealth, sensual desires, reputation, entertainment, and more. Anything such as person, place, or thing that the soul does not honor as a grace from me is taking the place of a false god in his spirit. Man must not subconsciously or with intent credit all good as from human effort. This places human achievement over and above his Creator. Therefore, he makes human the omnipotence of his Creator. All human efforts, any achievement, proceed from my paternal heart. Every human effort is a fruit of my paternal care for mankind. I will continue, children, with my dissection of the commandments. This is necessary as the disrespect for my laws is common today. There is not an overall attitude of pleasing me. My most holy name and the name of my son have become common everyday slang words universally. The second commandment states, You shall not use my name in vain. Yet the common practice today is to profane this law as a means of expressing surprise, alarm, or anger. The motive in the heart when my name or my son's name is used needs to be one of reverence, homage, and respect. During these evil times, there is very little respect or reverence in hearts for me. Every commandment has deep roots of understanding. The commandments must not be summarily interpreted on a surface deep level. Each soul will be responsible for more. To know me is to love me. The soul cannot love me or know me apart from knowing and understanding my commandments. Remember that thou keep holy the Sabbath day. This is my third commandment. This law dictates the soul should not engage in any unnecessary work or activity on Sunday. Unnecessary describes work that can wait to be accomplished until another day. The soul must not engage in any activity that invites others to work on the Sabbath. It must be observed as a day of rest in imitation of my day of rest on the seventh day, as I engaged in the creation of the world. Activity which is necessary would be caring for the sick or disabled, supplying food for the needy, rescuing those in dire need, or providing care for those in need mentally, physically, or emotionally. The Sabbath needs to be surrendered to the spirituality nurtured in the heart, which loves and gives praise to me. Children, not to understand the depths of the commandments is like walking past a beautiful flower bed that you do not stop to appreciate. You may smell the fragrance, see the beauty, but you do not see my hand in the depths of the creation. The commandments are much the same. It is not enough to just know them. You must appreciate the deeper meaning of the laws I have given you. The fourth commandment is to honor thy father and thy mother. This honor must arise from a deep appreciation of the role I have placed your parents in. You, as their child, are charged with respecting their parental authority as a youngster. As your parents age, you are charged with their physical and emotional well-being. To shirk these responsibilities is to profane the fourth commandment. When your parents reach old age, you need to assume the role of their caregiver. Not all parents fit the role of good parents. Nonetheless, I chose them to be your parents, and you need to accept their role as such. When you honor and respect your parents, you honor and respect me. The fifth commandment is, thou shalt not kill. These days, this commandment is flagrantly violated. Any taking of life is profaning the fifth commandment. A whole industry, abortion, has been built around violation of this commandment. This also includes the harvesting and use of stem cells. Beyond that, there is the acceptance of euthanasia and suicide. I am the Lord and giver of life. Only I must be the one who calls life unto myself. Disregard for this commandment has drawn morals to a new low. Degeneration of morals threatens the general well-being of every nation. This is why there are unprecedented atmospheric events. The basic right to life is non-debatable. Human life must be respected from conception to natural death. Violation of this commandment is man's useless attempt to control his own destiny. Basic acceptance of my will precludes such an attitude. My will is the basis and foundation of all the commandments. As with every commandment and every sin, consent to violate righteousness needs to be accepted in the heart first. The sixth commandment, Thou shalt not commit adultery, is no exception to this rule. This sin, however, usually takes the consent of two people, but can be committed strictly in the heart and not acted upon physically. I created sex for the purpose of procreation. Within this context, any act or thought which violates purity of heart is sinful if consented to outside of marriage. Today's world has relegated sexual excitement to a free choice that all can participate in regardless of marital status. This sexual enjoyment has become the tool of entertainment, advertising, and clothing design, to name a few. This is true because man places his own enjoyment ahead of obedience to my commandments and pleasing me. Make pleasing me your focus in life out of love for me. Then all sin will not get a grip on your spirituality or your eternal destination. The seventh commandment, Thou shalt not steal, like the others, is transgressed through a disordered self-love. In profaning this commandment, the soul places self first, ahead of my will. The soul loses respect for the boundaries of what is rightfully his and what rightfully belongs to another. In short, he takes what is not his to have. This does not only apply to material things, but also to another's reputation, which he takes when he speaks poorly of someone else. The soul is also guilty of violating this commandment when he misrepresents the faith to others in word or action. In so doing, he is stealing the faith from another's heart. Stealing small things encourages the heart to steal bigger and greater things. It is, of course, Satan who inspires any theft. Today we will address the eighth commandment, Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. The sins of calumny and detraction profane this commandment. The soul who is not consecrated to the truth transgresses this eighth commandment, for his heart is uncharitable and his speech follows suit. Many a soul, community, and nation have been destroyed by untruthful tongues. Holy love must stand guard over the heart. In this way, truth in speech is preserved. The soul who thinks charitably will not be tempted to speak uncharitably. The soul who succumbs to transgression of the Eighth Commandment must be convicted in the truth in order to repent. A note was given this day to read James chapter 3, verses 7 through 10, in addition to the citation from Matthew that applies to each of the messages regarding the commandments. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature, can be tamed and has been tamed by humankind, but no human being can tame the tongue, a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse men, who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brethren, this ought not to be so. God the Father continued, "The heart is like the rudder of the soul. Where it goes, so goes the soul. This next commandment, the ninth, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, is a law, like all the others, which must be obeyed in the heart first. The soul must with prudence avoid any envy of another's wife, always respecting the marriage vows taken by any couple. In today's society, marriage is not an important institution. Many couples do not even marry before living as one. Those who do marry do not see it as a guideline towards future desires. To such as these, marriage is not an obstacle to any envious desire. People who transgress this commandment have no scruples as to what is good and what is evil. This is encouraged by entertainment, clothing, and literature, not to mention modern-day forms of communication. The heart has to desire to stand firm on the path of salvation by obeying this commandment. He has to let the commandment stand guard over his heart. Obedience to the commandments means obedience to all 10 of the commandments, not just some. The 10th commandment dictates, "Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods." Adherence to this commandment hinges on obedience to commandments 6 and 7 as well. Once again, this obedience must be in the heart, as envy starts in the heart first, before it is acted upon in the world. I permit the soul to admire another's goods, but not to crave another's possessions. My provision is perfect and complete according to my will for each soul. It is up to every soul to hold his desires in check according to my divine will for him. Those who have much in the world are called to share with those who have little. This is my way of providing for the poor. My commandments are not just guidelines to salvation. They are laws which I carved in stone, not to be negotiated at judgment, but to be accounted for. These laws strictly hold each soul accountable, and obedience to my commandments needs to arise from a loving heart. In my omnipotence, I watch each soul's response to my laws. In conclusion, it is most noteworthy to repeat God the Father's message of July 5th, 2021. He says, "Now, children, you have my commandments in their entirety. Every nuance and depth has been explained to you. It is up to you to obey and follow these statutes in order to come into heaven. Each day you have the duty to live in the truth of any failure in your obedience, to repent and correct these weaknesses. Adherence to my commandments must arise from a heart of love, just as I have called you and taught you in love. No longer obey simply out of duty, but with a heart filled with love that wishes to please me. I smile upon such a soul and offer him every grace towards a deeper spiritual journey. Love of me and my commandments is rewarded with many favors. I cannot resist a loving heart."